When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1001.
Come on now.
All right, so, I guess of Hillbilly Shorts. Just so you know what you're
listening
to.
Sorry, we're out of kilter, I guess. Yes. Since we've been gone for a week.
Literally.
Like, for real.
Okay, so here's the deal. Today's story is not really a story. I want to talk about something that's going on here at the house that might seem crazy. So here's the situation.
Do I want to know?
Yes. You already know.
Oh, I do already know. Okay.
All right. So, you know, we've had some occurrences in this house. We've had TVs turn off and on. We don't really think about it. I mean, we hear some strange creaking upstairs that could or could not be the wind, the attic, something of that nature. It could be fairly explainable. But what's not as explainable is something that's happened recently. Now, I didn't really think of anything paranormal involved until you start getting a group of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the first thing that happened, and this happened about a month ago. All right, so I'm going to give you a little bit of background. Ninja does not go for walks very often, about once a day, and it's usually a fairly short walk. And we really just started doing that recently. He would go on occasion, but not, it wasn't an everyday thing. Sometimes now it's like twice a day. But I keep his leash in a bottom drawer in our kitchen. And that's just where it's always been. So I go get the leash. I walk him to the front door, which literally is, I don't know, 20 feet?
Mm-hmm.
And I go take it out. I put it straight on him. We go straight to the door and we're out. When we come in, as soon as we get through the front door, I take it off. I fold it up. I walk it back and put it in the drawer. It's been a routine every time we've done this. For whatever reason, this one day I'm walking him. I come back. I fold it up. I remember walking to the door, folding it up. And to the best of my knowledge, I remember putting it back in that drawer. Well, the next time I went to walk him, it was not in the drawer. And I'm telling you, it's literally, like I said, it's a 10-15 second walk from the door to there. And there is no stops in between to put this anywhere. No other drawers that I would have put it in. If I would have laid it on a counter or something, it would have just laying around. But this is just flat up missing. Now we're going on a month, and I have it became like a hobby of mine. To every spare second, I had to look for that leash because it just didn't make sense to me that it would disappear. So, I mean, I figured, okay, did I possibly set it on a couch and it fell in between a couch and all that? I've literally picked up every piece of furniture. I've torn out everything in every drawer. I've looked in the cabinets. I even looked in the upper cabinets in case I would have had a brain fart and put it in there or something. Long story short, it's been a month and that thing has never turned up. Once again, that's a one-time thing. It's very odd to me, considering, you know, there was no place I could have put it other than there where it wouldn't have turned up already. So we'll forget about it. We're leaving on our trip last Monday. Well, the last thing that I do is pack my electric razor because I always use it that morning. So it's the last thing I pack. We get to the, I remember walking over and I remember putting it in the suitcase. At least that's my thoughts. You know, sometimes you think something, it'd be wrong. But that's my thought. We get to the hotel and the cord, the charging cord is there, but the razor's not there. And I always put it in the same spot in the suitcase. Okay, I forgot it. That's my mindset. I just forgot it. I left it home. It's probably sitting on the table in our bedroom because that would have been the last place I was. It seemed like I remember being at that table and I thought I set it down and maybe rearranged some stuff and just didn't put it in there. Well, that sucks. I'm without the razor. All right, so it's like I said, no big deal. It sucks. I've left my razor and we're gone for 8 days, so I had to stop because I shaved my head with an electric razor. So it's really quick. I've never, ever shaved my head with an actual razor.
Yeah, but now that you have, it's nice and smooth.
Right. So now I didn't have a choice. I had to go get we stopped at Walmart, as we always do at any new city we go.
Hello.
And I bought a real razor, a real nice razor, handheld, and I used that. And so it's like, okay, we get back home. The first thing I did when we got home, the very first thing, I went right upstairs to try to find my razor. I can't find it. It's nowhere. I've went through last night, even though we were dead tired after driving all day. I went through every suitcase, every compartment of the suitcases. I looked on that table. I looked in every drawer. I even looked in a junk drawer where I keep all these cords and stuff in our bedroom. It's nowhere. So you're thinking, okay, now we're really, it's starting to get odd because it's now going together. Now I've got a razor that's completely gone, which you think the distance from bringing Ninja in and putting the leash up is a short distance. This is from our bathroom that's in our bedroom to a table that's like 8 steps. There is nowhere other than my bedroom and that bathroom that razor could be. Nowhere. I've flipped the love seat over we got in there. I have looked in the closet. I've looked everywhere under the bed. I've looked everywhere, and it's not there. So now there's two things that within feet of putting away have just completely vanished. But wait, there's more. Now, this one might be the silliest of the group, and it wouldn't have even been included had the other two not been there. In our hallway closet upstairs.
Whoa.
Okay, Ninja. In our hallway closet upstairs, we had a bag that had some body wash in it. Full-size bottle of body wash. And it was like we had a bunch of them stored away, you know, like these couponers do. And I needed one because I was out of my body wash. I wasn't completely out, but I knew I was getting low. So I pulled this out of the bag and I put it in the closet so it would be available when I ran out. It wouldn't be, because I'll forget and go to the store and buy more, not realizing I had it in there. So I ran across it. I didn't seek it out. I ran across it and I was looking for something else. And I said, okay, I'm going to need this. Cool. I forgot it was in there. And I pull it out and set it there. Well, I ran out of body wash. And I go to the closet to get it. It's not there. This is a full-size bottle of purple body wash. The whole thing's purple, so it stands out. I'm like, okay, I must have just pulled it out of the closet and put it in the cabinet in the bathroom or something. It's not there. I checked every bathroom. It's not there. Nobody's used it. I tore everything out of that closet. Once again, just because it's a mental thing with me that it just disturbs me that I know it's there and it's not. So that's three things in a month that have completely disappeared that literally were in a place where it's not something you would just misplace because everything has its place.
And there's like nobody else here but me.
And there's nobody here except you and I. Like I said, with the body wash, at first it was like, okay, maybe the girls took it into their bathroom or something like that. I checked all the bathrooms, no body wash. And that body wash is just completely gone. And this was just like a week ago, right before we went on our trip, I sent that out. So there's three things, two of them in the last week, because the body wash and the razor actually happened within like 2 days of each other. three things that have completely vanished that should all be right there in their locations within feet of where they were used from.
I don't know. Maybe Ninja's taking up shaving that we don't know. Maybe he got so hairy that he decided to shave himself. Just saying. Maybe he took himself for a walk. I don't know.
If he took himself for a walk, I doubt he would use the leash.
Well, it is kind of bizarre that those things are missing. It really is. And to, you know, like Jerry said, he has torn his place upside down just for the fact that, what the heck, you know? So, I don't know.
Maybe I said, one thing I can deal with is still stupid because people always have missing socks.
Well, yeah.
Out of the dryer and stuff like that.
And these things are kind of dumb, really, to be honest. But still, they're things that you knew that you, exactly what you did with them. And now they're nowhere to be found.
And the razor may almost be the strangest because I had
the cord.
Charging cord.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's weird. I think there's weird crap that going on in this house, as it is, like I said. I don't know. I thought
I would share that with you guys because I thought it was interesting. And we had an awesome time in St. Augustine.
Oh my gosh, we did. We honestly, every time we go places, it's just unbelievable to us. First of all, the people that travel as far as they did, number one.
Yeah, we had people coming from Texas.
Yeah.
We had people from Idaho. We had people from Jacksonville, which was 40 minutes away.
I mean, that. But, and then everyone is, I mean, just so, so, so nice. We just had the best time. We all got to sit together when we went to our restaurant, which was awesome. We didn't know if we was going to get to make that happen, but it did. And, I mean, it was just so much fun. We did the ghost tours. They were awesome.
Yeah, we ate at Harry's, by the way.
We ate at Pugin's Porch.
We ate at Pugin's Porch in South Carolina, but we ate at Harry's, which was not the original plan.
Right.
And we ended up making that happen. So we ended up doing the episode on Harry's and then turned around and ate at Harry's.
Yeah. And if y'all ever get down that way, you need to eat there because it was delicious. Man, it was so good.
Packed.
Oh, yeah. It was packed. They got a nice place outside you mm-hmm. can eat. It's like outside, but it's kind of covered with all the beautiful trees, sort of. And mm-hmm. But we just had the best time. And we can't thank you guys enough, the ones that came and, you know, spent some time with us. It was just... It was amazing. Dude, there was this one guy there, and he sounded just like Trace Atkins.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
we called him Trace the whole time. His name's William, but we called him Trace the whole time.
His voice and his wife, she was just adorable. She was so sweet. She was the sweetest thing. But I told Jerry, I said, tell him to say badonkadonk. And he did. And it totally made my whole night. But, man, he had one... I don't even want to say sexy because I don't want to get in trouble. Damn, his voice was sexy. That's all I'm going to say. But they were so sweet, and everybody enjoyed the lighthouse. That was pretty cool. More people went all the way to the top than I thought were going to go. So, and I was not one of them. But, you know, we just wanted to say we had a wonderful time, and we're just, I don't know. So many great people.
It was a great weekend with the investigation of the lighthouse. Nick McGurr, who was host Stories in the Cemetery, we took his tour in, we ate it at Pugin's Porch, and then we took his tour in Charleston, South Carolina, which was pretty cool.
Oh my gosh, really cool. You need to take his tour if you all ever get out there because it is amazing.
It's part tour, part investigating.
It is.
And it was a blast. And then he came and actually led the tour in St. Augustine Porch.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It was amazing.
And then Thursday, the next night, we got to take Mike Brown's tour from Pleas and Terrors and have fun hanging out with him. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun and getting to see so many people over two states.
We feel very blessed, for sure. I mean, just amazing, amazing people. And it was just wonderful.
So, awesome, guys. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you tomorrow.
We love you guys.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.